KITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Truly we serve a faithful God. We serve an all-knowing God. We serve a God that promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. We serve a good God. We serve a gracious God and so much more. He is everything to me, just like I prayed that he is to you. Anytime we need him, he's right there. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and most wonderful Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give you all the praise, which is due your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, I continue to decrease in order that you may increase within us. Lord, we want to be used by you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way on this morning. Lord, I pray that this word go out like fire, that it would be confirmation to someone, that it would touch, God, places that nobody knows but you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you for being a good God, a merciful God. God, continue to have thine own way. In the miraculous name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to John 14th chapter, the 25th through the 28th verses. John 14, 25 through 28. And it reads as follows. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. And if ye love me, ye will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is, what does it mean that the Holy Spirit would teach you all things? What does it mean by the saying, the Holy Spirit would teach you all things? In John 14, 26, Jesus says to his disciples, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So as we study this passage, as with all other passages, we need to address the immediate context and then draw applications to ourselves for our day. Let's look first at what Jesus was saying to his disciples and the effect of the Holy Spirit upon them. It is clear from many gospel passages that the disciples didn't understand the meaning of Christ's teaching regarding his death, burial, and resurrection. And we can find an example of this in John 13, 31 through 38 verse. After the Lord's resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples as recorded in Acts 2, 1 through 13. Now, I want you to note, Immediately after that, Peter addresses the crowd and he explains what is going on at that moment and preaches the resurrection of Christ. The first fulfillment of John 14 and 26 occurred. That's when it occurred. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would teach you all things. And on the day of Pentecost, the disciples understood what happened regarding Jesus, and especially the meaning of his death and resurrection. We just got through celebrating Easter, which is the meaning of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. People of God, sin has been paid for. But as he promised his disciples before he ascended, he reminds us that he still is with us always. He's invisible, but not gone. He's still with us. And the evidence of that is the gift, oh my God, he has given us, which is the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. So what is the meaning of John 14, 26 and 27? I'm glad you asked. God himself will come and live inside of us. He will never leave us nor abandon us. He will always be there. In anything we face in life, he's there. Anything we go through, he's there. Anytime we feel like we are abandoned, we are feeling hopeless, oh my God, he is there. In this particular passage, Jesus tells the disciples that the Holy Spirit would teach them all things and remind them of all what Jesus has said. This is so important. The Holy Spirit will be a keeper if you will allow him to. He will keep you. He will bring everything back to your remembrance. If you go out to do wrong, the Holy Spirit will check you. If you have on something that is not appealing to the Holy Spirit will check you. Check your dress length. Check your pants. Your pants are too tight. The Holy Spirit will check you. The Holy Spirit is your guidance. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. In this passage also, the Holy Spirit reminded the disciples of his teachings and the details of the evidence in his life so as to record them in the Gospels and to explain them furthermore. And later on, the Apostle John wrote, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Oh, my God. There is life through the Holy Spirit. John 20th chapter 30 and 31. And Peter wrote, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, 1 Peter 3 and 9. This is a clear reference to Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. See Matthew 5th chapter, the 43rd and the 47th verses. Again, Jesus had promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit, and I keep telling you this, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything he have said to you. And we have the New Testament as a result. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to love. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to love. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to love your enemies. How to love those who despitefully use you. He will teach you, he is a gentleman, how to walk upright before the Lord. He will teach you how to conduct yourself. Come on here, somebody. The Holy Spirit, when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, they automatically stand out. Come on here, somebody. You're not hearing what I'm saying. They automatically stand out. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are automatically stood out. You don't fit everywhere. You can't go everywhere. Come on here, somebody. For believers today, the Holy Spirit illuminates the Bible for us. At the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit indwelt in us and we were given a new heart. Ezekiel 36 and 26. As the Lord told Israel, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Ezekiel 36 and 27. Without the Holy Spirit enabling us to understand the Bible and God's commands, we could not understand or obey them. Paul states this reality in 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The carnal mind cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Thus, for us today, the Holy Spirit enables us to understand. The Holy Spirit enables us to understand the Word of God. The Holy Spirit enables us to understand different things, to live out, and to apply God's word in our lives. The Holy Spirit is a keeper. Yes, he is. And yes, he brings everything to our remembrance. So in summary, to sum it all up, in John 14, 26, Jesus promised his disciples in the upper room that the Holy Spirit would enable and equip them to remember, to write, and to apply the life and teaching of Jesus. That's why it's very important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't stop. Keep seeking after the Holy Spirit. And besides, the Holy Spirit is a gift. That's all you have to do is just open up and receive it. Knowing that the Holy Spirit guided the disciples